Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A high wind warning begins at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. A winter weather advisory begins at 7 a.m. tomorrow. A red flag warning begins at 11 a.m. today. 81 today under partly cloudy skies. Chance for rain tonight, lows around 34. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 55.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After a weekend of high winds, with more winds yet to come later on this week, the Kansas Division of Emergency Management has announced that their crews will be able to monitor and provide more resources to counties in the battle against wildfires around the state after federal aid has been approved to come to the state of Kansas. KWCH News reports that the Kansas Division of Emergency Management said that it had requested the Fire Management Assistant Grant for the Federal Emergency Management Agency as multiple fires had threatened Kansas towns around the state. The grant does provide 75% of the federal cost sharing to states for the program. In other news, the latest nationwide ranking from WalletHub.com shows that the city of Wichita, Kansas has been ranked as one of the most obese cities in the country. And according to the latest study in the 2025 overweight and obese cities in the U.S., Wichita came in at ranking number 16 nationwide. Oklahoma City came in number 12, Tulsa, Oklahoma at 26, Kansas City ranking 45th in the country.
It's the March Make It Mine event at Midwest Kia. And this month, we're offering you up to $5,000 over MMR value for your trade-in to help you make the perfect new Kia yours today. That's right. Get top dollar for your trade and drive off in an all-new K4 sedan. Stand a little taller in a Kia Sportage or load up the family in the award-winning Kia Telluride. Any new Kia you choose will be backed by a best-in-class 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty with rebates as high as $10,000 and rates as low as 0% for 72 months. Midwest Kia is making history during the March Make It Mine event. At Midwest Kia, we're all about making your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. But hurry, this March-only offer won't last long. Visit Midwest Kia or check us out online at MidwestKia.com and get up to $5,000 over MMR for your trade-in. Midwest Kia, where your trade is always worth more, and we're always singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Kansas Department of Commerce says they have gotten great response from their virtual job fairs across the state of Kansas and says they plan for another one coming up on Wednesday this week, March 19th, and encourage job seekers to sign up and participate to help find a new position around the state of Kansas. As according to the Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce, David Toland, he has said, quote, our state agencies have provided thousands of Kansans with fulfilling careers in public service. For those who are beginning the search for a professional career or those looking for a change of scenery, I encourage you to consider a purpose-driven role at one of our many departments and see what the state of Kansas has to offer. According to the Department of Commerce, they say there are roughly 500 different open positions located across the state with ranges of entry level to senior experience positions. And those wishing to participate are encouraged to dress professionally and check out the virtual state agency job fair with their online portal for helpful tips ahead of the fair. And you can sign up by going to the Department of Commerce's website. Mid-America Network News.
Ever thought about what kind of curveballs Mother Nature might throw our way? Don't worry. Blue Valley Insurance is here to lend a hand. Whether it's hailstorms damaging your crops or strong winds causing trouble, our crop insurance has got you covered. It provides compensation for crop loss due to damaging weather conditions like hail, and we offer wind coverage too. Swing by one of our Blue Valley Insurance locations in Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen wrapped up last week signing a new law that would combat cryptocurrency frauds and said the state of Nebraska would continue to lay groundwork for, quote, safe and robust crypto industries within the state. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, the governor did sign Legislative Bill 609, known as the Controllable Electronic Record Fraud Prevention Act, that passed in the state legislature unanimously 48-0. In a statement from the governor at the end of last week, they say, quote, we've been working hard to build Nebraska into a cryptocurrency leader. An important part of these efforts is to make sure that we have guardrails to prevent criminals from taking advantage of Nebraskans. In a statement from legislators who supported the bill, they say too often, once someone is tricked into making a payment or transferring funds through one of these crypto kiosks, the funds are gone forever and it's hard to retrieve them again. The law would help empower law enforcement in the state to help residents get back some of their funds that were lost during a fraudulent transaction.
Everything's a little better when it's super. Heroes, markets, sized, and of course, checks. A SuperCheck gives you an in-depth review of your current insurance coverage with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, no matter who your insurance provider is. That's super cool. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent to make sure you're properly covered at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
The annual legislative forum in Marysville Saturday was well attended with some 60 residents. Staff from U.S. Representative Tracy Mann and U.S. Senator Jerry Moran's office highlighted the importance of a permanent farm bill. Adrian Perfecto with Mann's office.
The agriculture and food sectors have faced so much uncertainty in the last 6 years, and you all desperately need relief that only a farm bill can bring. It's essential to our economy and livelihoods in rural America that we have sound farm policy that makes life easier, not harder for farmers, ranchers, and all agriculture producers. Ultimately, food security is national security, and we need to make sure our farmers, ranchers, and agriculture producers are empowered, not stifled in their efforts to feed, fuel, and clothe the world.
Reed Petty with Senator Moran's office echoed the sentiments.
The senator really would like to see a permanent ag bill passed that is helpful to farmers, and so he'd like to be part of that process on the ag committee, so he's excited to be on the Senate Ag Committee. He was once on the ag committee when he was in the House, but the moment he joined, became in the Senate, Pat Roberts was on the ag committee as chair, so this is his first chance to get on it in the Senate.
Jerry Moran also received concern from citizens regarding Social Security cuts, and he pledges that they will remain intact.
I know there's concerns about Social Security. The senator has been a strong advocate over the years for Social Security, and he'll continue to be so.
Senator Elaine Bowers touched on an unfunded mandate from the federal government.
With our property taxes, the state has 18 mandates that are passed down to the local government, and that's grown through the years. You think elections, vehicle registrations. We can name all these 18, mental health, but at what point can we start to pull some of those back to the state level?
Property taxes came up as a common theme throughout the morning, and State Senator Greg Bowser spoke of a potential cap.
Caps the annual property tax increase to no more than 3%. So if you're an elderly person and you're living on a fixed income, you would know that your property tax won't go up more than 3% annually. That's the Senate version. It's gone over to the House. They have their own version. I think they're looking at a rolling average. There'll be some sort of great meeting of the minds at some point, and there'll probably be some compromise that comes out. But just know we are working on the tax reform in the legislature.
Another issue in the legislature is determining if a better way to select state judges should be considered. Greg Bowser outlined the proposed options.
We want to look at ways to change that. And so again, there are probably about three methods. The Missouri model, which we currently have. There's the federal model, which is what they use in D.C. So again, kind of a group selects some nominees. They give that nomination to the president. He picks one. And then that person has to undergo Senate confirmation. That's the federal model. And then the third model is a sort of popular vote, where we, the citizens of Kansas, could pick our Supreme Court justices.
State Representative Lisa Mosier spoke of her priorities.
Our water and property taxes. And I have spent more time studying both of them than I can even begin to tell you. I will say about water that if we don't have water in the future, anything else we do does not matter one iota.
Among citizen questions, again, property taxes and valuations increases were brought up. Marshall County Commissioner John Unger was in attendance, and he was asked his comment.
As far as your tax values, I have heard a lot of discussion that there's been tax increases go up. As far as the local mill levy, it has stayed the same. It's the appraised values that are going up, and I do think it's something that we need to look into, and I do think property taxes statewide are a big issue that we need to look into and to address. It's something they've been going up the last few years quite a bit, and we can't afford to have them continue to go up.
KNDY will air the entire legislative forum this evening following news and weather at 6 on AM 1570 FM 94.1. And the conversation is also available as a podcast on our website, kndyradio.com.
Washington County Historical Society quarterly meeting and program will be Tuesday evening, March 18th, at the KSDS meeting room in Washington. Emma Malloy, a prohibitionist, writer, and lecturer who lived at one time in Washington County, will relive the Victorian days and her era. Presenters, Mary Alice Pacey and Kathy Clark. The meeting open to the public. Everyone is welcome Tuesday, 7 p.m. at the KSDS Meeting Room, Highway 36 and D Street in Washington.
Warm weather is on the way, and it's time for spring cleaning. Cut down on clutter by signing up for paperless billing with Blue Valley Technologies. Tired of mail delays? No need to worry, with monthly invoices being sent directly to your email. Sign up before April 30th for paperless billing by changing your account settings online at bluevalley.net or call our office at 877-876-1228 and receive a one-time $20 bill credit.
Ivan H. Bartles, age 86, passed away Saturday. Funeral service is planned Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovitt Funeral Home of Wymore. In charge of arrangements for Ivan Bartles. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, beef and noodles, a biscuit, mashed potatoes, peas, and fruited jello. Tomorrow, Swedish meatballs with egg noodles, Brussels sprouts, strawberries, and bananas. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A high wind warning will be in effect from early Wednesday morning until early Wednesday evening, and a winter weather advisory will be in effect from early Wednesday morning until early Wednesday evening. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower 80s. Southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting up to 25. Then a chance for some scattered showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. South winds between 5 and 25 and gusting as high as 45. Rain and snow showers are possible throughout Wednesday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. Northwest winds between 25 and 35 and gusting as high as 60. Then some snow showers are possible in a Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Northwest winds between 5 and 25 and gusting as high as 45. Still staying sunny by Thursday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Staying mostly cloudy into Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. A slight chance for some rain showers throughout Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, and more rain Friday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-March 57, record high on this date 88. The average low 32 and the record low 1 below 0. Sunrise this morning 7:34, sunset this evening at 7:37. It's 55 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 18th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting. Tuesday into Wednesday, another weather transition period with high temperatures pushing 80 and above on Tuesday and ranging only around 40 and above on Wednesday. Sandwiched in between that, precipitation developing will likely change from rain to snow overnight and developing into Wednesday. An inch or two is possible along the state line. All the warmer ground temperatures won't allow significant accumulation. There may be an area or two of slushy roads into Wednesday. The better threat of weather conditions into Wednesday would be blizzard-like conditions with gusty northwest winds at times to 50, even 60 miles an hour, causing any snow to become blowing and drifting snow. Be advised, a significant change in the weather again due for us with red flag warnings across the region until 8 p.m. today. Very dry, very windy conditions forecast Tuesday, and a chance of blizzard conditions into early Wednesday.
Bite Me Barbecue has more than just great barbecue. Of course, they have delicious pulled pork, brisket, sausage, burnt ends, and more, but they also feature other choices as well, with excellent food at affordable prices. Don't forget, they can bring the menu to your family gathering, special event, wedding, or business function. Check out Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, also online and on Facebook.
Perhaps a missed opportunity. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. It's just 5.5 games that separate the 2 seed in the Western Conference from the 8 seed. Last night, a couple of key matchups, and the Warriors lose at home to the Nuggets, even though Denver was playing without Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. Nuggets on the road, a 114-105 win at Golden State.
We played poorly out of the gate and never found rhythm, and they played great. The right team won. You know, we didn't deserve that. We were awful.
Warriors coach Steve Kerr. Golden State had a chance to put a little distance between themselves and Minnesota at the cut line for the play-in. The Wolves losing in overtime to the Pacers. Minnesota has an 8-game win streak. Kings in the 9 spot beat the Grizzlies 132-122. Memphis percentage points behind the Lakers for 4th. L.A. a 16-point win at home over the Spurs. 21 points, 14 assists for Luka Doncic. Knicks 116-95 over the Heat to sweep the season series. Rockets rally from down 25 and beat Philly in overtime. Houston's 7th straight win. Paul George, though, will miss the rest of the season for Philly. Suns, a 40-point rout of Toronto. That wasn't even the biggest pasting of the night. Pistons, a 46-point rout of the Pelicans. NCAA tournament gets underway tonight. Men's action in Dayton with the first 4. Among those playing tonight is North Carolina, not West Virginia. The state's governor, Patrick Morrissey.
3 wins against top 10 teams and the 24th toughest schedule in America. West Virginia deserved to be in the NCAA tournament. This was a miscarriage of justice and robbery at the highest levels.
He's called for the state attorney general to investigate. On the ice, Wild beat the LA Kings. Minnesota holding the top wild card spot. Austin Matthews, a pair of goals. Toronto, a 6-2 win over the Flames. Sabres beat the Bruins 3-2 in overtime. Lightning shut out the Flyers. Philly shut out for the 7th time this season. Rory McIlroy wins the Players at Sawgrass, taking the title yesterday, beating J.J. Spahn in a 3-hole playoff.
When it comes to finding great deals on suits, timing's everything. And now's the time, because Macy's semi-annual suit sale is here. Save 40 to 60% on new suits and blazers from Calvin Klein and Michael Kors, with performance suits starting at $99.99. And if you need advice on the perfect fit, Macy's free personal stylists are here at the store and ready to help. If you need a new suit, there's no time like the present, because the Macy's suit sale won't be back until the fall. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks regained a little lost ground to start the week. The Dow Jones Monday rose 353 points to close at 41,841. The S&P picked up just over 0.5%. The NASDAQ added 0.3%. A new Harris poll conducted for The Guardian shows that Americans are increasingly leery about President Trump's sweeping tariffs on foreign goods. Harris found 72% concerned about tariffs, compared with 61% in January. Pepsi is going big on prebiotics, buying soda brand Poppi for nearly $2 billion. Poppi found itself in the middle of several class action lawsuits last summer over its claims that its product improves gut health. Ever wanted to own a big league baseball team, or at least a tiny piece of one? The family that owns 95% of the Oakland A's is offering shares totaling $2 billion to help finance a new domed ballpark in Las Vegas. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In agriculture, weed control is a costly and time-consuming process. Upgrade your sprayer's efficiency with the newest PWM technology from Cottage Hill Ag Supply in Waterville. Pulse width modulation controls your sprayer's flow rate and pattern, providing better accuracy and coverage on weeds, while most importantly, saving you money on chemical. Covering more ground in less time means you can focus on growing your operation. So call Darren today at 785-363-6101. Don't miss out on smarter, more efficient spraying practices for years to come with a new PWM sprayer system from Cottage Hill Ag Supply, located south of Waterville.
Tuesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Tuesday morning, and at these times, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Larry, what's the latest?
Winter kill for wheat. We were pretty lucky in most of the area. Had snow cover. That's a blanket. And I got to tell you, it saved a lot of wheat, no doubt about that. Now, if you had no snow cover and you had those low temperatures for as long as they were that down, you might be watching pretty close. Could be some tillers gone, maybe not the whole plant. But K-State, they're pretty bullish on the situation right now, saying they don't think there's a lot of damage. I got to tell you, we won't know until it really greens up and starts growing. If you're buying fertilizer, folks, it's going straight up. We talked about that before here on the Steckline Report. In the last 30 days, all fertilizers are up. And, you know, you call it a lot. Well, 28% was up 8%. $350 a ton now. Urea up 6%, $546 a ton. Looks like the remaining fertilizers were being up 4-5%. And that means everything up. And natural, we need to buy now because we're about ready to plant, right? So it shouldn't be much of a surprise, friends, to see that happening. In the meantime, what about the tariff situation? Can't tell you anything. It changes every 30 minutes. I got China did already stop three ag firms' buys of soybeans. They got upset about something already. So we'll have to see how quickly all this materializes. But thank goodness it's been kind of called off for 30 days. See you on the next Steckline Report.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. A few years ago, members of the feedlot industry approached K-State Extension beef cattle specialist Justin Wagner about offering safety training for their business and employees. Thus, Wagner organized a program focused on agricultural operations. He explains the importance of safety in agriculture. Work settings.
We oftentimes don't think about agriculture as being a high-risk occupation. One of the statistics that I always come back to that really, I think, makes it hit home for me and maybe some others is, you know, tractors are one of the most common non-highway vehicles that are involved in serious accidents on the roadway. So we don't think about agriculture often as being a high-risk occupation. The reality of it is that it is, and so safety is really important.
Wagner discusses the relevance of safety training in agriculture.
Agriculture and our operations come in all shapes and sizes, right? We have, you know, operations that are smaller that may have maybe one or two employees all the way to much larger organizations, right? And so oftentimes there's this maybe inaccurate perception that, well, OSHA doesn't apply to agriculture. Certainly agriculture's exempt. Actually, that's not the case. So if we think about just what we call the general duty clause in terms of OSHA regulations, it requires employers to provide a safe workplace free from hazards that could cause serious injury or death to employees. And so, you know, it doesn't really matter whether you have one employee or you have 20 employees. That would apply to you as an employer. When you become an employer, you know, there is some things that you need to be aware of. And agriculture isn't exempt. So there's a lot of things we kind of get a pass on. This really isn't one of them. I mean, this is something we need to be aware of. We just oftentimes don't think about it.
He shares the details of an upcoming OSHA certification program.
The 30-hour OSHA course is 30 hours of actual safety training. So this particular training we're going to do in Garden City, and this is a little bit overwhelming. It occurs over 4 days. So it's essentially four, you know, sessions. We'll get started April 4th. We'll be April 11th. We'll be April 25th and May 2nd. So we do take a break in there for Good Fridays. And so we're going to be at the Southwest Research and Extension Center in Garden City, Kansas. That's where we've done the training. So it is over those 4 days. It does cost, right? So we've got some material fees and some other things that we have to assign a cost of $100 per person.
That was Kansas State University Extension beef cattle specialist Justin Wagner on safety in agricultural workplaces. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Lots of good reliable units in on trade at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville, including 2022 Chevy Silverado 1500 model custom pickup, 2022 and 23 Ford F-150s, plus a Chevy Impala, Chevy Equinox, a Buick Encore, and a Ford Escape. All awaiting your test drive at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
It is National Fix-A-Leak Week, an effort to keep your hard-earned money from going down the drain. A few tips from spotting problematic plumbing today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 18th, the 77th day of the year. Actresses Vanessa Williams and Lily Collins were both born on this day. This week has been designated as National Fix-A-Leak Week by the EPA. They say water leaks in an average household can send 10,000 gallons of water down the drain each year, along with your hard-earned dollars. Here's how to test for a hidden leak. Check the reading of your water meter before and after a two-hour period with no water usage. If the reading has changed, it's likely you have a leak. Or try this trick for diagnosing a leaky toilet. Put a drop of food coloring in the tank. If coloring shows up in the toilet bowl, you probably have a faulty flapper. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more household tips at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY and 55 degrees would be an average high temperature. I will approach 80, perhaps likely topping 80 here this afternoon. And then summertime ends, and we're back in the winter look with a chance of snow and blizzard conditions into Wednesday. All of this in a transition mode as gusty winds this afternoon create red flag warnings. Outside burning is discouraged. Check anything that might have burned recently. And we're looking for a transition overnight, rain changing over to snow, not to significant accumulation. Inch or two could be possible along the state line. Warmer ground conditions won't allow significant accumulation, but roads could be slushy at times. The better threat of blizzard conditions as a result of gusty northwest winds into Wednesday, 50 to 60 miles an hour at times.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they say there has been a surge over the past year of imports of cooking oils in the nation. What does that mean for those in the nation's biofuel industry? According to Agriculture Department Chief Economist Seth Meyer.
Almost a year ago at the USDA Agricultural Outlook Forum, the department's chief economist noted this problem. Problem as a defined value term.
It's going to be a problem, and it certainly has proven to be an issue of growing volumes of used cooking oil imports.
And Chief Economist Seth Meyer says used cooking oil was one of the few surging imports of farm and food products in 2024. It was also unexpected by several as our nation grows its own biofuels industry. Yet he explains,
this is being driven by biofuel policy. These are the kinds of things which, when I look forward, are elements not directly in the marketplace. It's these types of policies.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
KNDY.